Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about Senior Expos. We're right in the middle of your Senior Expos season. A couple of more coming up this year. What is the word on these?
Well, I'm looking forward to once again hosting a Senior Expo in Kane. The expo is going to be held on Friday, September 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kane Community Center, and that's located at 46 North Fraley Street in Kane. There's a lot of programs and services that are available for senior citizens, but sometimes it can still be difficult for people to find the help that they need. And this is an opportunity for area seniors, their family members, their caregivers, or anyone that is interested in senior programs to meet face-to-face with a multitude of organizations that are all in one room, all focused on helping senior citizens. So it's really an opportunity for folks to come out to the Senior Expo, learn more about senior programs, and get the help that they need. The event is free to attend. Lunch will be provided. We'll have state, county, and local exhibitors on hand to distribute information and answer questions. Health screenings will also be offered, and we're going to have door prize drawings that day. In addition, my offices in Bradford and Kane will be closed that day, but the Cowder Sport office will remain open for anyone that needs assistance. And then our final expo of the year is going to be held on Friday, October 10th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So there's two more opportunities to come out to senior expos. And if you need additional information, it's available on my website at repcauser.com or certainly by contacting one of my district offices.
It's that time of year. Temperatures are starting to come down. Fall is falling upon us, and sportsmen are looking to get out into the field soon. I understand you have a sportsman's report coming up. I understand that hunter-trapper education is on the mind. What do we want to talk about here first?
Well, fall is quickly approaching, and I'm working on another sportsman's report that's going to be coming out very soon to area residents, and there's going to be a lot of information in the sportsman report of things that have changed in the last year, such as changes to the agriculture deer control permit program, changes to the elk licensing process, information on last year's bear harvest, hunter-trapper education options for new hunters, and also information on the Hunter Sharing the Harvest program. I did want to talk a little bit more about the hunter-trapper education program. With hunting season just around the corner, it's important to remind folks that hunter-trapper education courses are required for all first-time hunters and trappers before they can buy a license in the Commonwealth. And the Pennsylvania Game Commission offers both in-person and online options for students to complete the course. And the course offers a wide range of information for new hunters that certainly is very important. The options available for new hunters, the Game Commission's Basic Hunter-Trapper Education in-person course is offered free of charge to anyone age 11 and older, and classes are held in various locations across the Commonwealth, and there's a schedule available to sign up for a class at the Game Commission's website at www.pgc.pa.gov. There's an interactive online version of the Game Commission's Basic Hunter Education course that is offered to Pennsylvania residents age 11 and older, and the fee for this course is $49.95. The Game Commission also has an official online course offered to Pennsylvania residents age 16 and older, and the fee for this course is $34.95. And then the National Rifle Association offers a free online hunter education course to Pennsylvania residents age 11 and older that folks can take. For more information about these programs, you can certainly reach out to one of my district offices, or there's a multitude of information available at the Game Commission's website, again at pgc.pa.gov.
And Representative, finally, Labor Day holiday is upon us. I understand some offices are going to be closed. What do people need to know?
Well, it's hard to believe it's Labor Day already with the summer essentially coming to a close, but it's here. And a reminder that the PennDOT driver license and photo license centers will be closed this weekend and also on Monday, September 1st. In addition, my district offices will also be closed, but we look forward to serving you next week.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.